This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest for today's program is Sarah Osborne. Sarah is a physical therapist at Blue Ridge Fitness and Rehabilitation Center in Burnsville. And this program is a part of a series of programs for Healthy Yancey to promote health in our county. Welcome, Sarah. Tell us about yourself.
Thank you, Steve. I'm a physical therapist, like you said, at the Blue Ridge Fitness and Rehabilitation Center in Burnsville. Just last summer, I completed my doctorate in physical therapy at UNC Chapel Hill, and I particularly enjoy working with people that have balance dizziness and orthopedic problems. Today, we're going to be talking about balance and falls. Balance problems are an issue for many in our community. This can be true all year, but is especially true in the winter months. With the icy weather, this time of year is when many people realize for the first time their risk of falling. And it only takes one fall to cause a serious injury, such as a broken hip or a brain injury. Having these or other injuries can result not only in an unwanted trip to the hospital, but also possibly the need to rely on others to complete their normal activities. And in 2009 alone, Blue Ridge Regional Hospital's emergency department had more than 1,350 fall-related visits. So falls are clearly an issue for many in our community.
Who is at risk for falling?
People who are 65 years of age or older are at an increased risk, with more than one out of three people in this age group falling each year. But people under 65 are still at risk, particularly if they have any risk factors. Some of those risk factors are having a fall in the last year, having more than one medical condition, using a cane or a walker, or holding onto furniture in their home, to help with balance, weakness, difficulty with vision, decreased sensation in the feet, or problems with vertigo or dizziness.
Sarah, if someone has one or more of these risk factors, what should they do?
Steve, there's a lot of things people can do if they have trouble with balance. If they are concerned about their risk of falling, they should probably talk to their doctor first about actions they can take to prevent falls. In the meantime, there are some other things they can do to reduce their risk. A really important thing they can do is to begin an exercise program. And before doing that, people should talk to their doctor to find out if a group exercise class would be safe or if they need the expertise of a physical therapist to design a personalized program for them. Also, in icy weather, people should take extra precautions. If they do have to go outside, wear shoes or boots that have good traction and avoid walking on slippery surfaces. Also, keep a shovel, salt, and sand accessible. Also, in the home or outside, keep a portable phone with you so that you don't have to rush to answer the phone. And this is also handy if you need to call someone in an emergency, such as a fall. Regularly, people should have their health care provider review their medication list for side effects that could cause balance issues. And also, it's really important to have vision checked annually, especially if people have existing problems with eyesight, because this can cause balance difficulties.
What are some of the steps that we can take to make our homes safer?
This is a really important area, Steve, because, of course, we're in our homes more than we're in those other places. So there are definitely some things people can do to make that safer. One thing is removing throw rugs and eliminating clutter so that you have less risk of tripping over things. Also, arrange extension cords in your home so that you don't have to step over them. Ensure that the home is well lighted, especially in areas where the floor is uneven, such as steps or changes from linoleum to carpet or things like that. Also, it would be a good idea to install night lights in places you frequently walk in the evening or at nighttime, such as from the bed to the bathroom, so that people can see when they're up walking at night. Make sure that burned out light bulbs are replaced, and ensure that handrails outside or inside are sturdy, so that they will be strong if you need to depend on them to help with balance. Also, in the bathroom, it's a good idea to use non-slip mats in the tub or shower, and consider installing grab bars in the bathroom around the tub and next to the toilet. Another thing that would be good to do is make sure that your pets are not in the way where that's going to be a problem, that you could trip over a pet. falls can be a very serious matter, and when it comes to falls, an ounce of prevention is definitely worth a pound of cure. If anyone has questions about any of these things, again, I'm Sarah Osborne. I'm a physical therapist at the Blue Ridge Fitness and Rehabilitation Center in Burnsville. Please feel free to contact us if you have any questions or would like more information. Our phone number is 678-3488. And I'm also representing Healthy Yancey today, which is a group of concerned citizens working together to improve the health and life in Yancey County. And we have our meetings normally the first Thursday of every month at the Fitness Center in Burnsville at noon. This month we will be meeting February 11th at noon at the Fitness Center. So please feel free to join us if you're interested.
Thank you for joining us today, Sarah.
Thank you, Steve.
For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.